All right, everybody.
We got a lot of giggling at the table already and bell ringing. Welcome to another show. This is a very important show. I have with me today Nicanor.
Hello, people.
He's trying out a radio voice or two today.
I hope you all enjoy it.
Ooh, I liked that.
Thank you.
And we have Katie.
Hello.
Is that your radio voice or normal?
This would be normal.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't even tell. Voice. Yeah, go for it.
Hello.
I like normal.
It's really whispery.
It's very sexy.
I don't know what a radio voice is supposed to sound like.
I think it's something like, "Hey, welcome to the
blah, blah. Hey, welcome."
It's a very sophisticated show today.
Yes, this is a sophisticated show because today I am going to become an adult. I have these guests here today because I am not a fan of wine, but they're going to try and make me a fan of wine. We have 7 wines, if Boone's Farm counts as a wine.
I think it does.
I agree.
It's made out of cherry and apple.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, from what I know from wines. So I wanted to, you might notice from my voice, I'm a little sick today. Have you guys ever had a sickness on the radio?
On the radio? No.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Let me tell you something. It is horrifying. I've got this nasal spray.
Does it say do not use if you've consumed more than 3?
I didn't read. It's way too fucking small to read the directions.
I would read because you're going to consume.
It's good for you.
I think he's used to snorting meth or something.
It does say something like use once a day for 1 day. But that's my second shot today.
This is number 4.
I think you're supposed to spray it in both nose holes, but I'm not sure. The last time...
Try down your throat.
Shit in my mouth.
Tastes horrible. Have you ever tasted Afrin?
We could try it.
You want to try it? Well, I don't know if that's... I think it also specifically said don't share it. And it's expired.
Don't put that in your nose.
It's expired.
For the love of God.
Yeah. Ooh, God, that's... Okay. The last time I was this sick...
Do you have thyroid disease?
I have no idea.
Do you have trouble urinating?
Is that if my thighs look bad?
Prostate gland.
No, I pee just fine.
Do not use more than directed. Do not use for more than 3 days.
Mm.
Don't share.
Temporary discomfort such as burning, stinging, sneezing, or an increase in nasal... Dude.
Dripping? Am I dripping? I have a wad of Kleenex in my... Or toilet paper like an old woman
in
my
pregnant?
Pocket. God, I wish.
Are you breastfeeding?
No. Not a baby.
Wait, this says keep out of reach of children. Wouldn't you qualify as a children?
I think so.
If swallowed, get medical help. All right.
So you can shoot it in your nose, but not in your mouth?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem okay.
2 to 3 sprays in each nostril.
Oh, 2 to 3?
Yeah.
Well, give me that back.
Yeah, let him have some more.
I'm going to do another shot here.
Yeah, let's clear yourself up.
Hell yeah.
It'll increase.
You think I should sniff in while it's shooting? Or
yes.
After?
Yes.
Okay, no. So I should be like... Oh! God! That was like if you ground up a urinal cake and put it in your nose. Do the other side.
Jesus Christ.
This is painful to watch.
Okay.
Very painful.
Well, welcome to this. The last time I was this sick, I had to make a drive to Durango, and I had to go. So what I did, you know, you go to the store and you get cold medicine, and I thought to myself, why not just get all the medicines and try them all? So I had this spray, and I had some Dayquil, and I had some Robitussin, and I had some Emergency. I don't know if that works at all.
I don't either.
And I had something else, that tea bag you put in and drink the tea, and then it makes you better.
Oh.
It's funny because... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just... And I don't remember driving there at all. I don't remember 1 minute of it.
It's funny because Katie, she knows the drug names of everything. And so I'll be like, I'm allergic to Aleve. And Katie will say...
Naproxen sodium.
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and all these other drugs. And she'll be like, this is the one you need. And it's... Bruh. I'm like, oh, you could have been a doctor or something.
I just remember because it says on the box that you can't mix certain ones. And so when I double up on my cold medicine, I make sure that you don't mix...
Yeah,
I make sure that I mix.
I just, whatever Whatever gets me to Durango, that's what I'm going to have.
No, I'm kidding.
So I would just like to predict the future on the show. This will be a first.
Yeah.
Katie and I will be driving to Durango on Wednesday. And
oh, okay.
Either one of us is going to have a cold.
I recommend just...
I would just like to throw that out there right
clearing
now.
Clearing the aisle of, you know, cold remedies and take
and
them
mixing
all.
Mixing as much as we can.
Yep.
I nominate you for
put,
that project.
Put things in your body that you don't even know what the fuck they are. That's all you can do.
Especially if you forget the drive to Durango.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's okay. I won't be able to... I mean, I'll be so sick that I won't drive.
I guess that's true.
Oh, you'll just stay.
I'll be like, no, I'll go, but I'll be like, oh, I can't drive. I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm too sick to
I'm
mash.
Calling in sick to driving today.
I can't step on the accelerator. I'm so sick.
No, it's the coordination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important.
My eyes are cloudy and I'm...
Your judgment?
Yeah, my judgment. I think that's a curve. Let's just go straight.
Your nose burns?
Yeah.
So we have a selection of wines. So tell me, I want you guys to tell me about your... How did you come to enjoy wines? When do you remember a time when you were like, oh, this is makes me feel so fine?
I don't remember a specific time, but I do remember that my parents have always had a liquor drawer, and it used to be by the dog food.
Okay.
And so
a drawer instead of a cabinet.
It was never locked. There was no cabinet.
I see.
And so we would always, when the parents were gone, there was only wine left, typically, because my brothers had always emptied the vodka already and filled it with water.
Were your parents not wine drinkers back in the day? Because your mom is a wine drinker.
But she likes to keep a reserve of wine.
Oh, I see.
And so that's how I got started, was that wine was the only thing available. And
so that was, it was a lack of options.
Yes.
And you came to love it.
Yes.
How old were you?
How old was I?
Yeah, in these wine experiments.
Oh.
12? 11?
Give me some credit. Like 17?
5?
Oh, 17. That's not bad.
17.
So, Nicanor, how did you come to love wines?
Well, I didn't really enjoy the wine until after I met Katie.
Okay.
But I have had experiences. if you ever really want to try cheap wine.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was in my southern country, you could go to a kiosk, which is typically this store. It's like a storefront store. Very small. They sell candy, chocolate.
Powerball tickets.
Condoms. Yeah. Cigars.
Air fresheners shaped like the things they smell
vibrators.
Like. Vibrators.
And so one of the things they sold was alcohol, but mainly beers, little bottles of vodka like shooters.
Yeah.
And then they had like a liter carton wine.
Okay.
That was called Tetra.
So that's
Tetraurique.
A box?
Yeah, a boxed wine. And it was $1.
$1?
For a liter.
This, now, how much is in drunkenness? How much is
a
liter?
Well, see, the thing...
How many beers would equal one, whatever that was called?
So a liter is a third. So a gallon of milk is 3.8 liters.
Okay. So one third of that.
Yeah, would be a liter.
So how, I don't know anything about wine. So how drunk does that make you feel?
The thing is, this wine was more alcohol than anything. I think it was actually dyed alcohol. Just red.
That's all alcohol.
It was. Red alcohol. It was
just rubbing alcohol with blood in it.
Fucking horrible.
Okay.
But it got you drunk.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted. And it was really cheap. And so it used to be in Argentina when the economy was doing a bit better, people would come ask for money for the wine.
Oh, okay.
So do you have a little coin for the wine, buddy? Like Katie would say it.
Tiene una moneda para el escabio, viejita.
Perfect. We practiced.
You guys
this
spent
quite
time
a bit.
Panhandling for wine. Is that what happened?
No, Nicola.
No,
thinks it's
but
hilarious.
I was teaching her how to say.
You thought that was a good phrase to start with.
Yeah, I think. It's...
Whenever you're in need in Argentina.
Una moneda para el escabio, viejita.
And that's more likely to get you money than what do they say here? I don't even know. I got some batteries you could buy.
Yeah, you remember that? Jeez.
Yeah, we encountered
$5, man. $5, I'll get rid of all of them. Come on, fuck! I don't want to sell these anymore.
Yeah, we encountered a bum who was trying to sell us a huge pack of batteries for $5 and then explained what they could be used for
with the
flashlights.
Flashlights
and then showed us a flashlight.
He did get a dollar, though.
He got a buck.
From Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, your dad pulls out a billfold and is like, I only have a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he did say, we don't need batteries.
Yeah.
No, just take my dollar.
We have the money, but we don't need the batteries. Here's a dollar.
Especially not bum batteries.
Right. Untrustworthy batteries.
That's what we should have said. Actually, I don't think those would power my devices. Those are bum batteries.
Those are bum batteries.
I don't trust been that.
A great idea.
Can I see the expiration on those batteries? You know, and he was saying he needed to get like a bus ticket or a train ticket.
Do you have
ticket.
Money for the bus ticket? Yeah. And then Kevin gives him a dollar. And then he's like, well, would you like to buy the pack of batteries? My last one, $5.
I don't know where these bums are always traveling to.
Really?
Home?
Where's that? Home? They don't have a home. They're homeless.
They're bums.
Maybe they live on the train.
A shelter, which is crazy because there is a shelter.
Like a block like
right
from
there.
Where
we were. Yeah, 2 blocks away from where we were.
Maybe he meant night train, as in the malt liquor. I need to catch the train. No?
I've never even heard of that.
Oh. We should do, we'll do another one. We'll try some night train, some Mad Dog, some Old English. That'll
malt
be fun.
Malt liquor, huh?
Yeah, that's it's delicious.
I'm uneducated in liquor.
Mickey's Big Mouth. There are all these liquors.
Why
that,
does Mickey need a big mouth?
Well, it was like the first bottle with the wide top, so you could drink it faster because it tastes
that
like
that would
ass.
Be fun.
Yeah.
To do like a chugging contest?
Of these wines?
Yeah. No, not the wine.
Oh, okay.
No. So, we drink the wine and not
and
really
how old
great.
Were you?
At 16, okay. 15. But I never really enjoyed it. And then I tried the wine as I grew older, 19, 20. Didn't really care for it. Mm-hmm. And then I met Katie and I was like, well, I just better start liking this. And then I think one of the
things. Yeah, I just have to.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to get used to it. But one of the times that I most enjoyed the wine was at back in Argentina when we were doing our barbecues on the rooftop with some of my friends. When I would go there every now and then to visit, we do like a huge barbecue. And there's not a lot of like open space. So.
You go to the roof.
Yeah, you go to
just
the roof.
Go barbecue on the roof
of a house.
Okay,
and
of a house.
Yeah,
just one
well,
person's
they're
house.
They're like buildings. They're not houses.
No, but this one was a house. It was their
like
house.
Like the projects.
It was not a tall building.
But it was like a 3-story building. It's not like a house.
No,
house.
It was. This one was a house.
Here's what's important: if you dropped a bottle off the roof, would it shatter?
Yes.
That's all that matters.
It was pretty big.
Then it's a good barbecue joint.
And that was eating just the meat with the wine. It's when I first started appreciating it.
My theory on wine is that you just have to drink enough until you like
until,
it.
Yeah, it's like an acquired taste.
Okay. See, I get, because I have some of those. Coffee. Yes. I like coffee, and I don't really like to add stuff to it anymore either. Mm. I saw this guy today.
But how was it the first time you had your first cup of coffee?
The first time I had coffee, it was like half coffee, half hazelnut shit.
Yeah.
And then I remember I had like 4 cups and then I looked in the mirror and I could see my heartbeat. And I was a little afraid I was gonna die. But I was fine. Then I was just really grumpy the rest of the day. I was probably like 12 or
That's
something.
Fantastic.
So I like coffee, but I don't know, wine. I've only really had wine a couple times. One time was because basically I wanted a girl to like me. And she was like working at a, it's powerful. You'll do anything to make a girl like you. Even drinking things that you don't want to drink. I'm staring longingly at a beer across the room and I'm like, boy, this is good. Cause she was going to school to be a vintner. So growing grapes and all that shit. So she was really into it. And I was like, you know, it would probably help this girl like me is if we like the same stuff. So I was like, why don't you make a wine recommendation for me? I'll try it. We'll see what happens. So she made one and I bought it, but I bought just this tiny bottle and I was walking around in another city and I just wanted to drink it while I was walking around. So I went to a pizza place and got a drink and then took the cup in the bathroom and poured the wine into the cup. And was sitting there eating a piece of pizza and drinking this wine, like grimacing every time I took a drink of what they thought was Sprite. But I'm like, oh, that's some powerful shit. So I tried. It didn't work. But she didn't like me anyway. It was fine.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 22 or something like
and
that.
And where was this?
It was here.
I thought you were in a different city, though.
Just that day.
What city?
Fort Collins.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, I was thinking, you know, you have a Portland poster or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was in Chicago.
No.
You have a map of half of Canada and Mexico there.
I wouldn't waste a Chicago day drinking wine. I'd be like, sorry, guys, I need to get some euros.
That's what you're saying now, but next time we go to Chicago, you're going to be like,
show you the way.
I could really go for some wine right now.
No. Well, we'll find out.
We will.
Should we start with one of these?
Yes.
I think we should start here. So I bought wine glasses today.
Very classy ones.
Yeah, they were $10 for four.
I think the best way to do this is to go from the cheapest.
Okay.
Which,
you don't think the Boone's Farm is the cheapest one?
Yeah, but this doesn't qualify as wine.
Yes, it is wine.
Okay, let's start with the
Boone's Farm. Start with Boone's Farm.
Everybody starts with Boone's Farm.
No, this is Boone's Farm. I'm going to do the honors. Ooh, it's carbonated?
Is it fizzy?
That was the cap. Oh, God. I can smell it. This is, let's see, I picked wild cherry flavor because it says right below wild cherry, it says refreshing flavored apple wine product. So not only is it not cherry, but it's not even
it's an
apple wine. It's an apple wine product.
Product.
It's like the leftover.
It is brighter red than the graphic design on the Budweiser can. I mean, it just looks like someone melted down Jolly Ranchers.
It's
So, is it sweet like that?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll just pour some of this in here. How much of this do I need? It's
busy.
That's
about it. That's good. I would just like to say that not necessarily cheap wines tend to be bad wines.
So I should keep an open mind.
It's true.
Yes, but it tends to be that the more expensive wines are the better tasting wines.
Okay.
I disagree. I think there's no wine that's worth paying more than $12.
So up to a point. So probably $3.
I don't think that's true, though.
Now, tell me how. So, have you guys done wine tasting? What do I do here?
We have.
Swirl it.
Swirl it around.
Give it some
air. And what am I looking for?
I don't really know what they look for. Do you know what they look for?
I
think they're just airing it. Maybe a color.
Yeah, I heard if it sticks to the side, that means it's boozy.
How would it? This looks
boozy. Or maybe
boozy.
That means boonzy.
It's boon.
This is real boonzy.
If
I smell it.
This has some foam. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to.
No, this is not.
God.
It smells like cough syrup.
Now, am I supposed to just sip this or just drink it down?
You're supposed to drink a little bit.
Okay.
And then do a buche.
Oh, you're supposed to swirl it in your
like
mouth.
I'm like doing Listerine?
Yes, mm-hmm. Just a little bit. And then.
Oh, my God.
And as you drink.
This is nauseating me.
As you drink, you want to take a nice whiff of the smell.
But I don't think for this one that counts.
Yeah,
I think you should.
Oh.
Whoa.
The aftertaste is worse than the taste.
It is just like cough syrup.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, good thing I have a cold. This is going to work out great. I think I'm cured.
It was pretty good. I would give it a 9.5.
Oh, I think I over-poured this.
I don't think you need very much.
I should have done about an ounce. All right. So I need to just finish this off, I think, before we go any further. And this is, I believe, the pride of Puerto Rico, if I remember reading the label correctly.
I was trying to find it. Yes, Puerto Rico.
Good. So this is what energizes the people who dry off the cars that come out at the end.
Indeed. And it's by CCI Beer Distributors.
It's a beer distributor.
That's why it tastes.
So they fucked up a beer and just decided to put it in a wine bottle.
See, and I don't know if I would qualify this as wine.
This is what you drink in high school when you hate wine.
Ugh.
But this is awful.
I think my stomach hurts already.
I will say that I can see this being a little better. If it's really cold.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a little bit more. Does it have, because some of these bottles will tell you at what temperature you're supposed to serve.
Okay, well, this just mostly tells you not to drink it if you're pregnant.
Does it tell you how much alcohol content it has?
It's country style.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe you should give the rest to Peter. He'll finish it. He's a trooper.
Oh, they have a number on here. 1-877-811-FARM.
You know, we should give them a call.
This is awful.
If I had Skype hooked up. We will. Next time I have Skype hooked up, we're going to give these guys a call.
Give them a call. And be
they
like,
should. I mean.
What are you guys thinking over there? I don't think they have a phone. If they do, it's like in the shape of a hamburger.
I don't know. I do my tummy in honor of Alec. My tummy is not agreeing with it, but my
your
taste
palate.
Buds yeah. say it's not too bad. Yeah, I've had worse shit than this.
Really? Wine? Worse than that?
This is not... I don't qualify this as wine.
You've had liquids worse than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I've had liquids
that... cough syrup that tastes maybe...
Well, but here's the thing.
Well, I've drank pee, and that's worse, but I don't think that makes this
it's
acceptable.
It's cough syrup, but it has alcohol.
I think
so it's a
like,
step above cough syrup.
You know what we're going to do next time? I'm going to get some Robitussin and we'll do a blind test. Is this
we'll
Boone's
compare.
Farm or Robitussin?
I think that's an excellent game.
Or Dimetapp. That was actually my favorite
that
medicine.
Mine
that
too.
Was so good.
It was good.
Dimetapp?
Dimetapp.
Dimetapp. Oh, it was
it
delicious.
It tastes exactly like a grape Dum Dum. Exactly.
So, it's true.
I would just like All to right. note that... this boom thing might skew the taste of the other wines.
No, I have a palate cleanser here.
Yeah.
The king of beers.
Maybe you should wash out your glass with some beer.
I printed off some quiz questions for in between. This is actually from a different quiz, but I thought it would be fun. So here's the thing. I'm going to do my very best to try and pronounce these names.
Okay.
Because none of them are in a language that I know. So this is the question. What is the most famous white wine grape varietal of Argentina? And I can give you a multiple choice.
Oh, Let's do multiple yes. choice.
Okay. A, Chardonnay. B, Viognier. C, Torrontes. Or D, Chenin Blanc.
C.
I'm going to go with A.
It's C.
Yeah.
Didn't you notice how I said that like a Telemundo fellow?
All right. Excellent pronunciation.
Oh, this is important too. Wine tasting can be hampered if you eat certain foods before tasting.
Uh-oh.
What'd you guys have for dinner?
Carrots.
I had a lot of guacamole.
Guacamole, okay.
Some hummus.
Mm-hmm. A deviled egg.
One.
Where the what? Was this just clear out the fridge day? Whatever's left around?
No, we were at this party.
Oh, okay.
And then there was... I had a sandwich that
I
had turkey
sandwiches.
And that red and white cheese.
Munster?
Orange and white. Colby?
Oh, okay.
Colby Jack?
Yeah.
A cheese. Okay, so which of the following would be best to eat before tasting wine?
What Crackers? Type of wine are we tasting?
It didn't say.
Oh, fuck.
So what would be the best? Crackers, mints, chocolate, or fruit?
I'm going to say crackers.
Crackers?
I'm going to have to agree.
I'll just say chocolate because that would be the most fun. You're right, it's crackers.
The others have a really...
Do you guys want some crackers? I have some.
No, the other ones have really a big taste that leave in the mouth that skew the taste of the wine.
It's true.
Oh, you're right. Eating a food with strong flavor could interfere with the taste of the wine. Wearing perfume, guys.
No perfume
oh,
today.
Oh, good. That can also fuck up taste, it says, in so many words. And it's a good idea to eat before so that the stomach has something to absorb the medicines.
Well, I probably should have eaten more.
Yeah, especially after this. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
I'm ready to move into the world of wine.
Okay.
I'm Cheapest warmed up
first.
Here.
Flaco.
Flaco.
Tempranillo.
And how much does it cost?
$6.99.
Great.
And if you're looking for alcohol per volume consumption, this is a really good buy. This is definitely a buy.
This is
if you guys can pick up on that, kudos. But this is a buy because if you're really just looking to get drunk,
all right,
you're not going to find anything better.
I'm sold. Pour me one of these. Okay, this was much darker looking and less fizzy.
It's what wine is supposed to look like.
Ah.
Now, what you're supposed to do is you inhale as you drink it because it helps you taste it better.
Inhale as... I don't know if I can do that.
You stick your nose in the glass and then you sniff in.
God.
Okay. Just take a big smell and resist the urge of making a face. You'll get used to it. It smells... Or, you know what?
I make a face when I smell. That's just a smelling face.
If you could find...
Can you tell which one of those corks?
Yeah, which one of the corks is the one that belongs to this one?
We have all these corks sitting around here, too.
I don't know. I don't know if it's here or not, but if you smell the cork...
I don't think I would know anyway. I can't smell that.
Well, this isn't right.
Good. And this it is this one.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really help that your nose is covered in mucus.
It's true. It's it probably might help. Messing
maybe
up your
teeth.
But
me...
the smell, I could literally just sit down and smell wine for hours.
This one tastes centrifuge this shit. A little...
It's going to be a tough, spicy. Tough...
It's going to be hard for me.
It's going to be tough.
All right, I'm going to inhale and take a drink here. Oh,
it's a little metallic.
Whoa. No. So this is made out of batteries then. Holy shit.
It does have this. I bought an $8.
This is giving me heartburn immediately.
It does Holy have Christ. A little bit of a metallic taste.
Yeah.
Which is not good. That's not no, the it's taste not... that you're going for.
So this is wrong.
It is mm-hmm. not.
Something's wrong here.
It's but from Madrid.
Oh my god.
But it's not. I mean, if you had to choose between Boom's Farm and this.
I would choose this.
Yeah.
How much do I have to drink?
All of it.
No, I mean, of the Boom's Farm or this.
Oh, if you're going to choose.
No, yeah, you just have to choose. Just like a glass.
Well, how old is my date?
14.
Oh, then Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm it is.
Because then I'll be like, I thought it was cherry soda. Or strawberry soda. I don't know. It's medicine-y.
This one is also a little medicine-y.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
So I would just like to point out that it says the quality is guaranteed at the origin.
Yeah, well, what level of quality? If this is their... Ugh.
Awful.
I don't know. It's not that bad. I mean, these people are really picky. Fuck.
Excuse me. Okay.
Wine's going to come out of Nicanor's nose.
Go polish this off here. Suck it down.
Just hold your breath.
Okay. Another thing is.
Oh, okay.
Wine is
We're kicking
not-
ass. Plowing through, making a difference.
Change
wine is
minds.
Not meant Fuck. To be drank like that either.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So if you're gonna chug a big chunk of wine, it's not it's not gonna.
So how long should this have taken me to drink? 3 hours while I look at some art.
Good lord.
I don't know. At least 25 minutes. It's not that bad.
It makes me feel bad. Like, it's internally, my organs.
Just think about your heart saying thank you so much.
Yeah, I did drink that other bottle of wine for my heart.
From the bottom of my heart and your heart.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome,
drinking this wine.
My heart.
Flaco.
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 Flaco. Do you know what flaco means?
Flaco seagulls?
Nope.
No, I have no idea.
Flaco seagulls. It means skinny.
Well, that makes sense.
I really like this. Is this the one that you use for the power hour?
Yeah. I had been.
But now you change to 8
Mario
bits.
Coin sounds. I could do it now, except my computer's like...
I can see from here.
180 degrees.
Click over there.
Over there.
And then click there.
Right where I am?
No. Don't you want to go a little bit to my right
you're
down.
Gonna-
No, you're right gonna... down. I think that's a oh man.
Did you take some?
I'm having beer. I need to drink this beer.
Beer and wine.
Yum. Well, you guys finish that. Maybe I'll attempt to open this other bottle.
Well, that'll be good.
So this is a Miraçao Pinot Noir.
Yes.
California, 2010. Okay. So is this what you... So I have this corkscrew.
Mm-hmm.
You stab this in the top?
Well, I would recommend taking the cover off.
Oh, okay.
But you could use the wine opener to do
Should
it.
Should there be a little stripe?
Oh. No, if you stab the side of it and just drag
like
that thing
here?
Along there. Yeah. And then get that
this
off
is
of
hard.
There. It is.
So they don't do a tab yet.
I don't know why not, really.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Look at that.
See?
So here comes the cover. So guys, do the cover first. I've already learned something.
Makes you look way classier when you're trying to open wine.
Instead of just drilling through it?
Yep.
Okay. Look how classy I look. Look. In my hooded sweatshirt.
Look at you.
With my half-empty Boone's Farm and Budweiser. Like, and then I stab this.
Uh-huh.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then twist it.
Then you twist. Yep.
So this
let
is like,
the little arms go up.
Oh, it's oh my God. Look at that.
See, all right.
Little wine robot.
And then you pull down on those arms.
Okay.
And it comes right out.
Oh,
go, see? Just,
oh. Oh, God, I'm bleeding. Oh, dear. That went terribly wrong.
What happened?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Okay, that's...
Don't
holy
cut
shit.
Your finger when you're trying to open. How did you do that?
I don't know. I got pinched in somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Fucking A. That was painful. Okay.
Push and down. Continue. And then that, and wiggle it out. Yep. Yeah, there you go. See?
Oh, that was so easy.
Piece of cake.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. I'll get a Band-Aid in a second here. Once you sit back down, you can take over for Al.
Holy crap.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Was it, but what part of the...
I was opening a wine. It must have been in this arm. I pinched myself in this little thing.
Oh,
jeez.
Well, I'm handicapped. Forever.
Forever.
Listen, next time you're with your date and you're going to open a bottle of wine, just have her do it.
I'm going to. It'll be like one time I almost lost a thumb in a wine-related accident.
It happens.
Well, so I better drink some more wine quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try some.
I need to replenish because wine is blood as far as I can tell.
So which one did you open?
So you guys
you
go.
Open the peanut
something from California. Here, you guys pour something. I'll go get a Band-Aid.
This is the wine that I had in law school for my first year.
So this is a Marisol. Mm-hmm. It's a Pinot Noir, California 2010. For those of you that are interested, it's been in the family for six generations, which is roughly over 150 years. And it's the family named winemaking.
And what flavors should we expect?
It's offering an intense flavor of cherry, kind of like the Boone Farm, and plum with delicate floral notes and hints of vanilla.
All right. Let's pour some
it
wine.
It smells like old feet. The Mirazu Pinot Noir is a bright reflection of the Mirazu family's heritage as the pioneer of California Pinot Noir. So we know we're at the right track because they are the inventors. It still smells horrible. This versatile wine pairs beautifully with salmon, or like salmon? I like to call it, salmon, poultry, or risotto, and embodies the optimistic spirit passed down through six generations. I would like to see how they trap an optimistic spirit inside this thing, that which is not a spirit, by the way.
It is a spirit, though.
No, wine is not a spirit.
It's not?
It's not.
But isn't they, don't they call it spirits?
Oh, not wine.
What's a spirit, then?
Everything else.
Beer is a spirit?
Maybe.
I disagree.
Have you never heard Hotel California?
I have heard Hotel California.
They talk about wine and spirits, and they tell them that spirits
that
is not
a lot of wine. Shit. What are you? Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Peter doesn't need to know. And
you
I'm pouring wine
one of the other glasses.
All over myself.
Jesus Christ.
We just poured half a bottle of wine.
Way too much.
No, but this one's yours originally.
Yeah, oh, Nicodore okay. Switched them.
So is wine a spirit?
Band-aid here because I'm afraid I'm going to saturate this first one.
Well, that might be true.
We were debating whether wine was a spirit or not.
A spirit?
What is a spirit? Because they say wine and spirits.
Once in an old...
Right, so that means that wine are not spirits.
Well, I want to know what a spirit is. Is beer a spirit?
No, I think it's more like whiskey.
Okay.
And vodka.
I want to know
if you can taste the vanilla.
Wait. Is that my glass?
It doesn't matter.
You're going to get sick.
It's okay. I'm going to Durango. I have to get sick.
Alcohol kills germs.
All right.
I need my prediction to become true.
All right. So what do we have happening now?
So we have cherry, plum, vanilla, and enthusiasm?
Yes.
Trapped in a bottle?
Oh, God, okay.
Optimism.
Oh. So, I'd prefer that to enthusiasm, actually. I could use that.
So it's been in the family for over 150 years.
Okay.
It's the what is it, the family? The risotto?
I don't know.
It goes well. Do you have any salmon, risotto, or poultry ready available? Because it pairs well with
I
that.
I have some sliced Buttig Farms turkey.
I'll take a
so
little
if you
want to
be generous, that would be...
the smell, I originally
what
when
is
I...
the smell? The, what do you call it? The aroma.
Aroma. When I originally took a whiff, it smelled like old feet.
Yeah, I this.
But now that it's aired a little bit, it's not too bad.
You have
I
to
can
let
actually
it breathe.
Smell the vanilla.
Can you?
I can.
I cannot.
And a little bit of plum and cherry.
I can smell enthusiasm or optimism, whichever. Those are hard to tell apart.
It's true.
All right, here we go. Okay, this one's the most tolerable so
far. It's better than the Flacco.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I don't feel an immediate burning, although there's a slow...
A little bit towards the end of the nose.
But that's a Pinot Noir taste. That's how it's
supposed to happen.
It's supposed to happen. That's spicy.
That's the peanuts. Mm-hmm.
I would really encourage, because I just want to say a disclaimer here. Oof. Neither of us are wine experts.
No.
So if we're talking out of our asses, I would encourage somebody to please comment and
this
enlighten
is all just made
us.
Up. This is clearly from the Napa region. I think it's mislabeled. Ooh, that's a good move.
It's actually not too bad.
When you taste a wine and then be like, this is from XYZ, and they say, oh, it says here, and you're like, clearly it's mislabeled.
Clearly. This was a mistake.
Yeah, any idiot would know.
We should do that next time we go out to eat dinner. We're like, are you sure they put the right label on this?
Oh, yeah, order one of those ridiculous expensive ones.
Yes, like the $300 bottle one.
Oh, God. This is tough, you guys.
But it gets
still
better.
Not enjoying
I'm hitting
it?
The wall. No.
You know that campaign, that gay campaign?
It gets better.
It gets better, Peter. Just keep drinking. Keep pushing.
I think that might be actually true with the gay campaign. Because it probably sucks to be gay when you're not actually banging anybody. Because then it's just
true.
All the bad and none of the good.
I guess that's true.
But once you're like a 20-year-old hot dude and you can just go out to a club and pick up anyone,
plus,
pretty good. Pretty good life. Pretty
awesome. I would just like to say that the slogan, it gets better in high school, can be applied to universally anything.
Well, sure.
High school in
high
general.
School sucks. Middle school.
I don't know.
Especially.
I think my romantic enthusiasm was extremely high in high school. But maybe it's better that it's not that high.
I would say that I had a great time in high school, but...
Would you?
It's different, I guess, for my co-hosts.
Yeah, you guys were busy fighting in the streets.
Yeah, your life was much more exciting.
We didn't live in Double Dragon World down here.
It's in Street Fighter.
No.
In Greeley, Colorado.
Yeah, we had to, attend classes and whatnot. We didn't get out of tests because we were up all night fist fighting.
Exactly. Right. I had to work at the drugstore.
Ooh,
it's not that bad. It's okay.
It's like adult
see that
grape
is exactly
juice.
What you shouldn't do.
You can't slam the wine. It's a sipping.
I can slam it. I just did it. Damn it.
We should have a wine. A wine.
Bong?
Beer bong.
Yes.
A wine bong.
A wine bong.
Do they make one?
No, probably not.
You just use
it's got
a beer
an
bong.
Elegant little picture of grapes on it.
Yeah.
You guys have a beer bong.
No.
No, but we know somebody who does.
Who?
Zach.
Oh.
Okay. Zach. Here's another question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Taste is the most important sense involved in wine tasting. Hence, wine tasting.
Yeah, no kidding.
But another sense is just as essential. You should probably refrain from tasting if you blank. A, have a stuffy nose.
Don't read any of the other answers.
No, they're important. B, are deaf.
I feel bad for all you deaf bastards that can't enjoy wine.
And if my life isn't bad enough, now I can't have wine.
What does this wine taste like? I can't hear it.
There's nothing to hear.
I know. What the fuck?
Other than the cork popping and the pinching of my skin and the
where'd you get
thing.
These from?
I don't know.
I think we should
the internet.
We should complain.
We should complain. Okay, C. Now, okay, that was a funny one, but now C, if you are blind.
I can't tell if I'm drinking a red wine or a white wine.
Now, according to films I've seen, such as Daredevil, you would actually be better at tasting wine if you were blind.
That's probably true.
Or deaf, because it enhances.
Yeah, because your other senses would be
unless you're
times more powerful.
And you just get royally fucked and you enhance your sight.
Yeah.
And then you're screwed.
That's what happened to me. I have a hearing loss.
And your sight is much better?
It is. I have 20/20 vision.
I don't believe you.
I do.
How many fingers can you see?
Three.
Oh, you don't see
I have horrible vision. I just went to the eye doctor this week. It was a terrible experience. She like puts this machine in front of your face and then she's like, okay, tell me what's better. One or two? One or two? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, they look the fucking same. Not even sure if she changed anything.
Do you wear contacts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a new one in my left eye and it's impossible to get out of my eye. And now I just injured my eye taking out thumb.
Well, if you need...
I'm fucked.
Listen, Peter. If you need somebody to take your contacts out...
Oh, God.
I'm the man.
I'll hold my eye open for you.
Don't let him get touch in your there. Eye.
You got to really get in there. Oh, with your tongue? You got to dry your tongue off first.
Okay.
And then the last one. So it could be a stuffy nose, deafness, blindness. What if the last one is just like Down syndrome?
I don't know. That would be tough because if you're Down syndrome, I don't think you could really appreciate
grape juice.
Yeah, grape juice.
Well, how would we even
with a kick?
How would we be able to evaluate their evaluation? We would never know what's in the mind of a Down syndrome boy. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
Only he knows.
It's just the old dried up spit. the last one says if you have no sensation in your hands. Which actually I kind of agree with because that's probably a medical emergency.
How would you hold anything without any sensation in your hand?
I can't feel the glass of wine in my hand.
How would it
taste delicious.
Yeah, I think you could taste wine even if you had no hands, let alone couldn't feel them, right?
You just need a straw.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could physically handle it, then I'd say go for it.
I agree.
That's what she said.
God. So what do you guys think? Stuffy nose, deaf, blind, no sensation.
I'm gonna go with
hands.
A.
Stuffy nose.
Yeah, it's stuffy nose. So this is going good for me. While examining color and even touching the wine are important to some tasters. I didn't do that. Do you guys do that?
I don't touch the wine.
I'm going to try that. Oh, God.
How was it?
The sense of smell is critical to tasting because tasting is all but impossible if you cannot smell. Try plugging your nose. No shit. Thanks, wine connoisseur.
I think maybe we should have done this when Peter didn't have a stuffed nose.
Are you mocking me right now?
No.
Across this table?
I would never.
I purchased all these wines that were near fine wines for this.
So far.
Shelved right with the fine wines.
Which one? Okay.
This is number three.
All right, so we're three into our seven.
Weren't you reading
Son
another
of a
question?
Bitch. You want me to do another question? Okay.
He was teaching us.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I sometimes get confused with my feet.
I think you're thinking drunk and confused. Okay. Now you've entered the winery and have been given a list of wines available for tasting. Many tasters progress from dry wines to sweet wines or from lightest to heaviest. What is another order, especially used at dinner, that tasters can use? Okay, so here we go. Least fruity to fruitiest, which is my tactic when I'm picking up men. Whites to reds. Most aromatic to least aromatic, which is my second procedure if the first one fails.
You smell great.
And then least alcoholic to most alcoholic.
That's a hard one.
So let's see. Fruity.
I'm going to go with fruity.
Fruitiness, color, smell, or alcohol content. What we're talking about here. What's the factor?
I'm going to go with alcohol content.
Okay. What are you saying? Fruitiness? The correct answer is you go from whites to reds.
Oh.
That's such a fucking...
But what if you're having fish?
Yes, it all depends on what you're eating. How can you switch from... What was the original one? The heaviness?
Here, let me see.
To the
Some tasters find it best for the palate to try the white and sparkling wines first, so they will taste the wine that way, regardless of residual sugar level. This order goes sparkling, light white, heavy white, rosé, blush, light red, heavy red, sweet, dessert. When having a formal dinner, this is generally the order in which you would drink wines. However, nothing bad will happen if you taste the wines in any order.
Then thanks, what the asshole. Fuck? What the fuck?
So we'll be okay.
Yes. Fuck that question. All right.
Really? You guys are fucking taking your time, huh?
Well, I had...
Well, you have to sip your wine.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. You just have half a bottle.
Let's not encourage me spitting all the wine out.
All right, fair enough. All right, what's next?
I don't really care.
We've got...
This is the last one.
Diablo.
Okay, so here. It's between those two.
McManus Family Vineyards from California.
We just had a California.
Diablo thing from Chile.
Let's do the California one.
All right.
No.
Oh, we're going to do the Diablo.
Yeah, from this Chile? is a Carmenere.
That devil has been staring me down this whole time. I'm going to pour this in here. So my eyes, which work, are telling me stop. I think I should have more than you guys because it's taking me so long.
No.
Yeah, let him.
It's taking you guys way longer. Okay. That's a high pour here.
That is insane. That's
a lot of wine.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fill your glass very much with wine.
Why are the glasses so big?
I don't know.
To help air the wine. Have you not learned nothing, Peter?
You just say when, I guess.
That'll be good.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You have almost as much as I do after all the criticisms. So this is a... You can say that for me, if you would.
Say it, Nika.
This is Casillero del Diablo.
Castlevania.
Bodegas, Concha, y Toro.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Concha is a seashell.
Or?
Or a smaller seashell.
Or
a vagina.
Yes.
As we say it.
A lady
you guys
part.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
So this is a bowl and a vagina.
This is a bowl and a pussy, basically.
What does that mean? Why is that a thing?
Because bowls like pussies.
And wines?
Yes. Have you never seen a bowl fuck a cow and drink a bottle of wine?
No, I haven't.
Have you never been to Argentina?
Jesus that explains Christ. Why all those...
Chile. Please, Chile.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
But Chilenos.
That explains why all these wine bottles have a little hoof. Grip in it.
It's actually because Don Melchor, his last name is Concha y Toro.
Okay.
Maybe. It says more than 100 years ago.
Is this in Spanish or English?
No, in English. More than 100 years ago, Don Melchor de Concha y Toro reserved to himself an exclusive batch of the best wines be produced. I'm not an English major, but that does not sound right.
The best wines be produced. Yo, fool, the best wines be produced.
The best
be
wines
produced in Chile.
He produced.
Oh, well, that,
but yeah. I will say the H looks like a fucking B.
Well.
And to keep strangers away from his private reserved, he spread the rumor that the devil lived in that place.
Oh, hence the name,
Casillero del Diablo, or the cellar of the devil.
I'm going to start doing that. If you guys are listening to this, the devil lives at my apartment, so don't come rob me.
So
the devil will be waiting.
I would like to mention the winemaker's note.
Uh-huh.
It says chocolate.
Okay.
Coffee.
Oh, I like coffee.
And spices combined with raspberries and blackberries in this Carmenere. Please forgive my pronunciation.
Cabernet.
There's a the pronunciation.
Oh, it's Carmenere.
Okay, so please do not second guess me.
Sorry.
Chile's very own grape. So this is authentic grape from Chile, nuestros hermanos trasandinos.
Oh, I just smelled it and got that like pre-vomit drool.
Listen, you have 1, 2, 3 wines
to go.
I have
a lot of wine in this cup.
It's
true. I have 3 left? Oh, including this one?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck? Okay.
You have to smell it.
Let me swirl this around.
See what you smell.
It's hard to swirl. It's kind of heavy.
I smell
chocolate, spices, and coffee.
And woofy. I smell the blackberries.
Nail polish.
Yeah.
Like a little nail polish in there.
Avon?
Did you swish it?
Yeah, from Avon. I swished it. Did you get it with some air? I could.
So
yep.
I'll blow in it.
I'll touch it.
You can see the legs in this
one. Do you see the legs?
You see how the little lines strip down?
It has more legs than your...
I touched it and it was exactly like touching any liquid.
Lick the finger. Oh my God.
Look at our...
I did do it pretty sensually. Okay, here we go. Well... Oh, whoa.
It's not that bad.
This makes me instantly thirsty.
Yeah,
a beer drink here.
A dry wine.
That's what a dry means. It makes you thirsty.
It dries out your mouth.
It dries out your mouth.
Why would you want that?
I don't know.
Because when you're eating a nice, juicy steak.
I'll just have a cigarette. That's.
No, I don't know. Because with the chocolate, the coffee, and the spices, this. Ugh. Tells me that maybe it's more of a dessert wine.
I think it's, wow.
Well, it says perfect for tasty winter stews.
Oh, for cooking. Okay. Oh, man.
No, no, no. Not for cooking. This is a food match. You don't cook.
I need a Prilosec right now.
Or grilled summer barbecues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one's a little strong.
Sure, I'd have that instead of this can with an American flag on it.
Do you have some stew that I can eat while I drink this?
No. You have a lot of food requests that I cannot meet.
Can you smell the cork? Tell us what the cork smells like.
Okay. This is very purple.
Smell like Efrin?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It smells really chemically.
I'll tell you what I smell.
It smells like the flu.
I smell coffee.
No, you don't.
A second whiff gives me a little bit of spice with a hint of chocolate. There's the blackberry.
Now tell me this. You're drinking wines. You're having a wine night. What's like a... So I know in beers, like let's say... And if I'm going out for a beer, I'll usually have 2 to 3 beers, right? And if I'm getting a little drinky, then I'll probably have like 5 or 6. And way too many is like 8 or 9. What's the wine, the levels?
The level of wine is 1 glass of wine for every bottle of beer.
No.
It's the equivalent of...
no, is this a glass of a normal size?
Yeah, a normal not size this glass. Full? Not this full. Not super you full. Want okay. maybe half of this.
No, like a fourth.
Like but it's the much? Same as a can of beer yeah. and a shot of alcohol. Do you remember your motorcycle class?
Well, I didn't pay attention to the wine part because I was like, I don't need to worry about that.
The human body processes in a year, in an hour.
In an hour.
It's 1 can of beer,
uh-huh.
1 shot of hard liquor, and about as much of wine.
So if I was going to get wasted, I'd have like You're 8 wasted. Glasses of wine?
No, you would vomit. I would say 4 glasses. 5. 5 max.
4 glasses of wine would be a bottle.
I'm having 4 right now.
Yeah, you're going to be fucked.
Oh. Okay.
And beer. You're not supposed to mix.
Well, that's not for drinking. That's just to clear things
don't
out.
Don't even think. Oh my God. Don't even pour your beer into the wine. That's disgusting.
So I hear the wine hangover is of intensity.
It is. The drunk with wine is fabulous.
Yeah, I feel pretty good right now, actually.
Mm-hmm. But the hangover is real nasty.
What's the difference?
The headache? Yeah.
I think it's much
your
more
headache
intense.
Is bad?
Yeah.
It gives you a nasty headache.
Can you guys tell about the worst hangover you can remember having? I can tell. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're nodding enthusiastically.
It happened last year.
Ooh, recent.
Before Katie... magic. Before...
Nicanor is coloring with his finger on the table.
I make it disappear.
He's making... Okay.
Sorry?
He's making wine disappear. I'm making wine disappear.
Last year, Katie and I were supposed to get married, but something happened, and we didn't. But before that happened, She was in the States working, and I was in Argentina, and one of my friends...
Typical romance story, okay.
It's true.
One of my friends worked at a bar. Mm-hmm. The bar was called Melmac.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
No. Does that spell something backwards or something?
No, no, no. I will just say, this will be a helpful snowman bonus. Do you remember when you did the prizes so people would win things and my brother's still waiting?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that Peter will do whatever you want if you can tell me...
Sexually?
Whatever. If you can tell me what Melmac is and what it refers to.
It's a bar.
In Argentina, where your friend works.
Fuck both of you. So it comes from, I will say this as a hint.
The Goonies.
A very famous television show in the United States.
I know.
What is it?
The Wonder Years.
Okay. So let's continue. The Wonder Years. So my friend is a...
What would you do
if I'm saying out of tune?
Ooh, we're turning into winos.
Would it's you true. Stand up and walk on the mountain and help my friends?
Then Paul comes riding out.
Today, my brother Wayne beat the shit out of me, and I had a boner when Winnie Cooper was walking down the streets.
Wayne. I hated Wayne.
Wayne was a bitch.
I always wished Wayne would, like, die in a ditch.
I will say, I started watching the whole season.
Of The Wonder Years?
Yeah. I really like that show.
Nostalgic?
Yes,
very. I always thought that Wonder Years should cross over with Stand By Me and Wayne would be the dead body and everyone would be happy. Well, fuck probably. Wayne.
Fuck Wayne.
You know the dad hated Wayne. And he wanted to kick Wayne out and the mom was like, you can't kick him out, he's 14. And he's like, fuck that, I was out of the house when I was 14.
And I don't know what happens to him.
I was working at an iron factory. Or wherever that's...
So okay. Anyways... So, my friend, they need this bar.
Wait. What does Melmac have to do with the Wonder Years?
Nothing. So, please, so you were wrong. Comment. Comment. Yeah, she was wrong. Comment.
We spent a lot of time talking about the Wonder Years.
And if you know what Melmac, if you know what Melmac is, please comment and Peter will do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So.
Standing 69, whatever.
So they have two different levels. One is the normal bar level, and then down below they have the dance floor. And my friend played.
That's not for your story. That's me trying
my,
to.
My friend played rugby, and he had a couple rugby friends that had some money, and they wanted to open a bar, so they needed somebody they could trust to run the cash register.
Okay.
So that was my friend.
Okay.
So we go there. And it's at this really, really richy part of Buenos Aires, very touristy.
Yeah.
So we go have lunch. We each have...
fiberglass shacks instead of cardboard.
No, we had Mexican food, which Panchos. Mexican food is really hard to come by in Argentina. It was really
good. This is blowing my mind.
Really good. But with Mexican food, we had Stella's. And how
Stella
big?
Artois?
Yes, Stella Artois.
And that's not a wine.
It is not.
Even though it comes in a glass that looks to me to be a wine glass.
It's true, but in Argentina, it comes in like a 2-liter bottle.
Big fucking bottle.
Okay.
We it's had awesome. Two of those for lunch. So one each. Then we get there, and I said, hey, you know, I never remember having an Irish car bomb when I was in Argentina. We should do one. He's like, okay. So they bring out the Guinness. Lovely face. They bring out the Guinness, the shot of Bailey. We take a shot of Guinness.
Okay.
Then he brings me another drink.
Mm.
And this was like maybe something equivalent to like Red Bull and vodka.
So to make sure you had energy.
Yes. And then some other drink that was also consistent of hard liquor mixing with something else.
Do you guys feel like... I feel like booze energizes me. I don't need to add Red Bull.
I could go run right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go sprinting down the road.
Let's go.
Agreed.
Have you ever gone running when you were drunk or run from somewhere?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
You don't feel tired at all until a little later, and then you instantly want to vomit.
I have ran extremely drunk.
Is that related to this story?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're energized.
So we go downstairs.
Drunk?
He's because the dance floor doesn't open until 2:00 in the morning. We go downstairs, and then he keeps feeding me alcohol.
Yeah.
But at this time, it's Coronas.
Okay.
So I went from beer.
What's the beer of Argentina? Like, what's your Budweiser?
Quilmes.
Okay.
And you tried
some. Oh, yeah. The Buenos Aris Pizzeria.
Yes, there you go.
And which is good. I recommend.
It wasn't bad. I mean, some people say that it tastes like fucking piss or water.
I thought it was nice.
It was not bad. I mean, there's,
it's a light beer.
I think those people have never tasted Keystone Light.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. I mean, if you can buy 64 cans.
Come down
cans,
with me to the dregs and we'll talk about shitty beers.
If you can
beers.
Buy 64 cans of beer for $18, something is wrong there.
Yeah.
Because the aluminum isn't that expensive.
Oh, when we talk about my hangover, we'll talk about shitty beers.
Okay, so he keeps feeding me fucking Coronas. So I've switched back and forth. At some point during the night, this girl walks up to buy some alcohol. And I bum a cigarette.
Oh, good.
Great idea.
Yeah, that was bad.
Now, is that for you? Because for me, when I start smoking, that's when I'll be standing outside smoking, thinking about my life. And all of a sudden I go, oh, dear, I may have been drinking too much because now I'm smoking a cigarette.
That's exactly what I do.
I light the cigarette. I was like, fuck. And then I was asking my friend when I was sober, I was like, was I nice to her? Or was I like, dude, give me a fucking cigarette? He's like, no, you were nice, but it was a little weird.
Yeah.
So then his coworkers reported that I spent a good hour in the bathroom throwing up.
Okay.
I remember throwing up, just not, it was like a 5-minute thing. You go in, you throw up, and you walk away.
Well, of course.
I don't remember spending an hour there.
Yeah.
So the place closes at 6 o'clock in the morning. They had to do the whole minute counting thing. And my friend is like, well, I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And so I left.
And then?
It started to rain.
Okay. Yeah, we're good.
So it started to rain. And so I'm walking down the street. There's all these
Argentinians. Hot babes.
Hot babes. Hot babes. And they're like standing on the street with like their fucking short skirts and they're stopping cabs and every cab is stopping left to right.
When does the next flight leave for Argentina?
In a couple days.
Damn it.
Oh, no, tomorrow.
I'll come to my senses by then.
Tomorrow.
That's no good.
So there's all these girls. They're all drunk. They need cabs. All the cab drivers are men. They're going to stop for them, not for me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck, I'll just start walking. I have no idea which way I'm walking. I'm just walking.
You just took off.
I just started walking. I was like, I need to get away from these hot babes.
That happened to me in Target today. That exact thing. There were hot babes everywhere. I was all fucked up on my cold medicine remedies of every cold medicine. And I was looking at, I don't even know what I was looking at. And I got all turned around and I couldn't remember where the exit was. And I had a panic attack. Because, for a minute I was like, what if I'm stuck here all day? You never get out of Target. The bargains. I'll be bankrupt.
Happens to me every time.
So I'm walking down the street. There's this railroad crossing, and there's this train right there.
Okay.
I was like, oh, let's just keep walking. And
great. That's how people die.
Is the train moving?
It's not. It's at a train station, the fucking crossroad barrier things
ding,
are down.
Ding.
Yeah, they're down, and everybody's just walking in front.
Do those make the same noise in Argentina?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like cop cars. So, the cop cars
not a lot
sound
of warning,
like?
Though. It's just like, no, bam, there's a train.
What's weird about the cop cars is that they
cop
have
cars
to
always have the lights on.
The lights on, but it'll be half of the lights on.
Huh.
Yeah, and not the entire. So I'm walking down the street, and I cross. There's this train. I was like, okay, I made it through here. I have no idea where the fuck I am. I'm just going to keep walking until I find an avenue. And then the next thing I realize, I face plant. I fall down. And it was not one of those like falls that you catch yourself. It was like tumbling down. And I recovered pretty quickly. And I got up. And the first thing I did was like, did anybody see me fall down? Because that would be fucking humiliating.
The most important thing.
So I kept walking. It's fucking pouring. I'm
yeah,
fucking
soaked.
Hungover. I'm soaked. Filthy. I just fell down. I'm like wiping all the dirt off my clothes.
So wait,
shit.
You're not drunk at this point? You're just
I'm
hungover?
I'm fucking drunk.
Oh, okay.
He's wasted.
I'm wasted. Okay. I don't know how. That's why I fell.
You're just autopiloting.
Yeah, I'm like, and then I look back and there's this cab and its little light is red, which means it's free. And I'm like, fuck me, stop. And I was like, take me home. And then I just lay there.
in the
I
cab.
I have no idea where we were. The guy could have taken hours to get home. And I would have,
he just drove you in circles.
Yeah, he takes me home. I get there. It must have been 8 o'clock in the morning. So it took me 2 hours before I left the place until I got a cab and got home.
2 hours?
And then I just went to bed.
Now, let me ask you this. Had you left the place and walked straight home, how long would it have taken you?
Stone sober. I have no idea. I don't know where I was. So I don't know how long it would have taken.
So you could have been 3 blocks away.
Well, no, not that. I'm not that fucking stupid.
Well, I don't know.
It would have easily been maybe an hour and a half walking.
Okay.
If he would have like gone straight.
Yeah, gone the direction I should have gone.
An hour. Well, that's a pretty long
walk.
Yeah,
because my parents live right next to the railroad.
Ah, the famous Argentinian
yes.
rail system.
The crazy thing is, I go home, I fall asleep, I wake up the next morning, it's like 2 p.m., I'm fucking hungover.
Yeah.
My dad is like, it's time to eat lunch. So I go sit at the table, I'm like, fuck, I don't feel good. And I have, my whole arm was like bleeding, and now it's like all crusty with the dried blood.
Were you trying to open a bottle?
No, I'm just
because I've
like
heard
this.
That can really fuck up a fella. If he doesn't know
especially
what he's
if it's
doing.
A wine bottle.
Oh my God.
So I'm sitting like this, and my brother's like, dude, what the fuck happened to you? Your whole arm is fucked up. And I'm like, nothing, because I didn't want to say what had really happened.
In front of
your
parents.
Completely fell on your face.
It was horrible. I would say that is the worst.
The worst hangout where you've ever experienced.
Yeah, the drunk experience I've ever had.
I would agree.
Fair enough. You'd agree that that was Nicanor's
yes.
most drunkest times?
Well, I don't know. When we first started dating, there was a night where we had a party at our house. Do you remember?
No.
His furrowed brow tells me no.
And I remember that you would like come into the room and you would tell me about how you were homesick and you would go and throw up and then you would come
yes.
come back into the room and be like, I'm so homesick. And I'd be like, okay.
It'll be okay. You're going to Argentina a couple months. Shut the fuck up.
And then you'd be like, I gotta go. And you'd go throw up again and then you'd come back.
I can't remember when this was.
You were pretty ill. It was right when we first started dating. And you would come and sit on the bed. And I was like, Jesus Christ, just go to sleep.
Another bad hangover was when I almost got into a fight with Jake Caddy.
That was a bad one.
And I broke the key to my house.
Somehow, oh, you got so mad that he...
Yeah, I grabbed the key.
Grabbed the key and I just ripped it in half.
And they're like, dude, how the fuck you did that? I was like, I don't know, I'm drunk. And then, so we get to the house.
So you picked up a key like it was
it was the only
chopstick
key that I had.
And just snapped it,
like, snapped it in half.
In a rage.
It's not easy to fucking snap a key.
I know.
And so then you can't.
I've never even tried.
They take me home, and I was lucky that they were selling the house, so they had one of those padlocks.
Oh, with the combo?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know which way I have to go, but the combination is rah, 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 rah. And then like 30 minutes later, I was like, okay, we have the key. The people that drove me home and did the whole combination thing, kudos to them, because I'd be like, fucker, you're sleeping on the porch tonight. Have a good night, and just fucking take
it
out.
Yeah, be like, you'll figure it out.
Stop lighting.
What are you doing burning
fire.
Things here? He's burning a cork.
It doesn't light.
Okay. Maybe we should
All
try
right,
our
should we
next
move on
one.
To our next wine?
Which one should we try next, Diaz? Which one
so we
was
just
that
did
one?
This one.
That was the
concha. Diablo.
You should take this away from me.
This fucking thing's not even full.
No, that's the one that I had.
That was our starter
this
wine.
This is the last one.
You already had that?
Actually,
oh, before we
Alamos
started.
Will be the last one.
Okay, okay. So we're going to have...
Let's have some McManus.
McManus Family Vineyards. Four generations of family farming. That's really not that much.
Well, considering that the Masara had 150 years,
that's 6 generations, 150 years.
It depends on how
they didn't really
old
live very long.
Skeptical.
20 years? Is that inappropriate?
A little.
I'm trying. I'm
Here.
Learning.
Yeah, let me show you.
Listen, I'm still. I don't want to brag. But I'm much faster at drinking wine than you guys are.
About that much.
Oh, that's so close.
It's like twice as much.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Question.
Oh, I'm ready.
After you have selected your first wine and the server has poured it, you look at the color. Which of the following is not one of the main classifications of wine color? This is confusing. Red, purple, white, or rosé? Roseanne.
White.
Purple.
What type of wine are we talking about?
The correct answer is purple.
Thank you very much.
How do you know white?
Oh!
How do you know white? Listen.
Hang on. It's got an
it's not white.
Explanation.
Wait, he's going to tell white. You right
okay.
now.
Okay, listen. Rosé is also called blush or pink. While some wines are purplish in color, they are classified as reds. White wines are yellow, orange, or even yellow-green.
How was blush, white pink, yellow?
Rosé wines are pink in color, and reds can be red, purple, or even brown.
I demand the rematch.
Okay, let's do another winner. Question.
Okay, another question.
Okay, this is important too. I'm gonna skip that. That's boring.
Cheers to you.
Ooh, now comes the actual tasting. What is something you can do after taking a sip that will enhance the taste? Spit it out immediately. Plug your nose. Open your mouth to aerate the wine, or gargle the wine.
Oh, spit it fuck. Out.
Spit it out. What do you think?
Gargle the wine.
The answer is open your mouth to aerate the wine.
What the fuck?
As long as you know, you won't irritate the people around you because it will make a smacking or slurping, oh God, noise.
That's disgusting.
Opening your mouth and sucking in air will intensify the flavor.
Mm.
Some
it works.
Does it?
You try
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It won't gross you guys out. Okay, so what are
but
we?
Go like.
Swirl this shit around.
Swirl it.
Take a sniff.
Then...
Oh God! I might be in over my head. Okay, so I'm gonna drink it and then open my mouth while it's in my mouth.
Watch.
While it's in
watch.
Your mouth.
Okay, watch. I'll watch you do it. Since this is radio, it'll be good to visual.
Does it really help?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you hold it in your mouth and then take a breath.
Oh, it makes me gag.
It is fairly nauseating. Maybe I'll try all the different. So first, spit it out immediately.
Well, you know,
so see it's, what happens.
But you're not supposed to spit it out in the same glass you're going to keep drinking.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't taste anything really.
Okay, you didn't gargle enough.
So now you're not supposed to plug my nose.
Wait,
how is that supposed to help? You should just drink it because your nose is already plugged.
Yeah, it's already plugged. There's no point.
No noticeable difference.
Okay.
And I'll try gargle the wine.
I feel like that is
this
a
is
terrible
sickening.
Idea.
But I've seen people gargle the wine.
Have you really?
Oh. That I don't recommend.
Oh, Jesus.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Now let me just open my mouth and aerate it.
Oh, warm.
Oh, no. That just makes it more flavor.
Yes.
I don't want this flavor country. Well, okay.
What was the question?
I don't even know.
What makes it better?
How can you be the craziest person at the table? Next time I do that, though, I'm going to do that, too. Do some gargling. What are you doing fooling around?
Nika, stop it. What are you doing? Did you pause it?
No.
Okay. I'm going to just try this legitimately now. This glass is getting all red.
Is it purple?
Cloudy.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Well, that's been the easiest so far.
I agree.
But see, I have had five other wines.
So this is a Merlot. This
four.
Is
I recommend the Merlot for beginners.
Merlot okay. is my second favorite grape varietal.
So that's a kind of a grape, a Merlot.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how come I can't just buy these at the store and get fucked up eating grapes?
Because it's fermentation.
Aged. Yeah, the fermentation.
Is that why when someone in like Rome has a slave feeding them grapes, they're getting drunk? Is that what's going on?
No, and you can't get drunk boy. From eating grapes.
Then why are people eating grapes?
Because they're
because it's
delicious.
Fancy.
What about craisins?
They're awesome.
Can you get drunk off those?
No. Raisins. Unless they're fermented. That's the key word.
I don't think I could eat enough of those to get drunk.
Craisins.
So I would just like to point out that the McManus saved money by not putting a description.
There's no description?
Nothing.
Also on sale.
I had this book that we could look these up in, but I left it in my car.
Mm. It may contain heart problems.
This is McManus is one of the ones that a lot of the restaurants have.
So this when is you're like looking, a restaurant standard.
When you're looking at the wine list at the restaurant and you're trying to impress the lady,
McManus
is a good standby.
I like this.
And it is from California, and this one is a 2009 vintage, which was a pretty good year.
What could I expect to pay for a glass of this at a restaurant?
$8.
No, I would say $6 or $7.
For the McManus?
Yeah.
Well, plus,
stock market went down in 2009. That was a pretty good year.
We all heard about this on NPR, that you can judge it by the wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm buying more wine than ever. I bought 700% more wine than I've bought in my entire life in the last hour.
But they look at the rich wine, not the $6.99 bottle.
Not the Boone's Farm.
Not the Boone's Farm.
Let's see how Boone's Farm is faring.
Oh, probably not well.
You need to take a break? Okay. To dance.
Music.
You need to take a musical
music
break?
Break.
Okay. Well, we'll take a break.
Yeah, break.
Okay. We'll be back in a... Why do you need to pee? Okay, we'll take a pee break.
Pee break.
We'll be back in just 1 second.
She shook me and I came around. I came back to life. Mary, a mother, dad. She showed me what I never had. Now the princess leaves, she gets sad. 'Cause I won't take a wife. And she smells like cigarettes and wine. And she kept me happy all the time. I know that ain't much of a line, but it's the God's own truth, ain't it, baby? She lives down inside of me still, rolled up like a $20 bill. She left me alone with these pills and my smoldering youth. She left me alone with these pills and the last of my youth.
And that chewing noise means we're back. We have some crack. It's okay. You can chew. The only person I've heard that it bothers is Stumba. So I say go ahead and chew.
Nicanor hates it when you chew your cereal.
I hate chewing noises too, if it's not mine. So Alec, this one's for you.
I heard if you chew with your mouth open, it releases the aroma.
Oh,
Christ. Releases the aroma. If you gargle the cracker, don't do that. You'll
die.
Please don't. You'll pass away. All right, let's get back in the spirit. Question. After sipping water or eating a wafer to clear the wine from your mouth. Oh, not a beer. After sipping water or eating a wafer or drinking Budweiser to clear wine from your mouth, you move on to the next one on your list. Tasting it, you feel a dry, puckery sensation in your mouth. What substances cause this sensation? Rosins, tannins, sprites, or marlins?
Tannins.
Tannins?
Tannins.
Tannins? The answer is tannins.
Tannins! Winner!
Coffee, tea, beer, spices, and many fruits also contain tannins. Good work, guys. You're smart.
I had no idea, but Katie answered so confidently. But it must have been right. So I just copied.
You guys are ready for the next wine here, huh?
We are. Drink up.
Let me finish up. You guys go ahead and start pouring. What are we going to have next?
We're going to have the Mouton Galet. Or as Nika...
I'll spell it. Mouton. So the mountain cadet.
Yes.
Okay.
Mouton.
Mouton.
And I would like to say that this is the most expensive beer that we bought.
It is great. Wine.
Of the beers we bought.
This is the most expensive?
How come it's not last?
Because the Alamos has to be last.
Okay.
I can't remember how much this was.
It was probably $20.
$20?
And I would like to remind our listeners that the first one we had, the Flaco, was $6.99.
Okay, so we're moving up.
How much was the Boone's Farm?
I think it was more
expensive. It was $2.99.
Was it really?
It was $2.99.
Okay.
It worth every penny. All 300 of the pennies. All right, I got to finish this guy here.
But this one is from France, the Mountain.
Go fighting grape. Fuck. Okay. Pour me some of this Mouton.
But don't you feel great right now?
Actually, I feel good. As drunks go, I'm feeling happy.
See? It's worth it.
Do you want to tell us about your worst hangover?
My worst hangover, I don't remember where or when it was, but I do remember.
I don't remember where or when.
I remember being at a bar,
mm-hmm.
and my father was there, but I don't think he knew.
He didn't know you were drunk?
Well, I think he knew I was drunk.
Oh, okay.
He didn't know that I was about to bum a bunch of cigarettes off of one of his employees.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to give them to me.
An attorney?
Yeah. And what?
I'm enhancing my drink.
Oh, okay.
Warming it up. Can I get you a warm up hon?
They didn't want to give me any because I was 21 and I wanted cigarettes and they didn't want me to smoke, is silly.
Yeah.
And it makes me defiant.
That's the perfect time.
Right. And so then I decided that I was going to smoke a bunch of cigarettes to spite them.
You don't think I should smoke? All right, watch I will smoke 100 cigarettes. You were like that guy in the Guinness Book of World Records who has like 100 rubber banded together all at once.
Yes, okay. Yes. And then the next day I remember waking up and something I don't really know, but I woke up and the doorbell was ringing and it was very loud. And then someone brought me a coffee, and I couldn't even smell the coffee. I was so sick. And, all damn day, I was so sick. I don't know where you were, Nicanor. But
so this was in the last couple years as well?
Yeah.
Probably? Okay.
How old were you?
I was working. It was, the year before I went to law school, so maybe, 5 years ago.
Okay.
Was it a conference?
No. No, we were at Dutch's, which is an establishment I recommend. Do you know Dutch's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know of it. I've never been inside.
Oh, you have to go to
Dutch's. I always want to eat the food there, but it never looks open. Yes.
I never want to eat the food.
It looks like exactly, because I'm like, this burger is either going to be the best burger I ever had, or the worst. You know what I think it'll be like? You guys seen the movie Demolition Man?
Yes.
And he eats that rat burger.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good.
And he's like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think the burger will be like.
That's probably true. I've never actually eaten there. I've only ever drank there. Because
okay.
When you're...
I'd like to go there. I want to see what's going on.
Especially with the PDs, it is a lot of fun.
When you're a defense attorney and you lose a trial, you go to Dutch's.
Okay.
And so whenever...
Where do you go when you win?
I don't know.
Dutch's.
Probably Dutch's.
Also Dutch's.
Dutch's is owned by an alcoholic ex-Navy guy.
Dutch. Okay.
And he is probably the best bartender there ever is. Because
so can I just walk in there? If I walked in there, would he be like, who the hell are you? Or would he be like,
no, he's like, what do you want to drink?
Let me get you some wines.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I remember one time we were there doing this karaoke
is one thing that you must do.
And he'll walk around with a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
It's like, you need a drink. And he'll just pour you some and you have to drink it.
Yeah.
I wish we were there now.
It's true. There's not wine at Dutch's. There's liquor and beer.
Oh.
Well, I have all the wine I'll ever need. 7 half bottles.
That was my worst hangover was after a night at Dutch's. And I think every Greeley public defender would agree.
They've all had their own Dutch's.
hangover.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to try this Dutch's.
It's the next time. They were just there last night. We should do a show.
Because a live broadcast podcast? Yeah. This is a good idea.
God. I think that's the best idea Dutch ever.
Would be you know all what? Over it.
I can tell we're getting drunk. This is what happens. Whenever I get drunk, it's like, you know, I have a friend in the Navy, right? And it's like, dude, we're totally coming to Hawaii to visit you, man. And the next day, you're like, fuck, I don't want to go to Hawaii. Or when my brother, you know.
You haven't met Ryan, have you?
I have not.
I think he's coming home soon.
You might be. Let's just go to Hawaii.
See, this is what I'm saying. Or like my brother was home one time, and we're all fucking wasted. And I was like, dude, we'll just fucking drive and see you. It's only 8 hours. We'll come, we'll see you, stay for a weekend. We'll all be fucking wasted. And then the problem is you sober up in between the time you plan on going and you're like, oh, I'm not going there.
I'm not fucking driving down crazy? To fucking Arizona.
8 hours? It's insanity.
You don't know how stupid I am. One time I drove with an ex to New Mexico. And
Wait. An ex at the time?
No.
A now ex.
Yes.
Okay.
Then
a very big difference.
Yeah, it was a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that with an ex calls and is like, you want to drive to New Mexico? I'd be like, well, I don't think so. I don't think I can there's go that far with a guarantee of no sex.
There's a lot of space in Mexico, too. You never know.
A lot of space. A lot of road. Open road. A lot of time to think about your life.
Not a lot of people.
So we drove there, and one of the road signs said, like, Las Vegas, right?
Las Vegas, kept New counting,
Mexico. We've been there.
Well, I didn't know that there was a Las Vegas, New Mexico, and I'm so bad at geography that I was like, wow, we're really close to Las Vegas right now. And I was like, maybe we should just fucking take a detour. And then as we got closer, then it was like Las Vegas 5 miles. Suddenly I was crushed because I was like, well, this is not.
Definitely not.
It's like Paris, Texas. If I was driving through Texas and I was like, holy shit, I've always wanted to see the fucking Eiffel Tower. We better make a stop. But it's not.
Not the same.
All right, I'm going to try this wine.
You haven't had it yet?
The Cadet. Yeah.
I already drink it all.
Fruity?
Yeah. A little bit of gym locker room thing going here.
So this is a Bordeaux. Would you say it is the best one you've had so far?
Well, they keep getting better, but I'm also getting more drunk.
The question is, would you endure a glass of this wine while eating steak?
I think I like the Diablo better.
That you're really?
Yeah.
Fuck Sheila.
I feel like you should do a taste test between the two right now.
All right. Pour me a shot of each of those, and I'll tell my hangover. So, friend of the show, Travis.
Hmm.
Was in the Navy.
This one right now.
Before he became my roommate. So he was in the Navy and then he exited the Navy. You know, got the good discharge. Got out and I was like, we need to have a party. My mom is gone. We'll have it at my house. So I decided I will party the hardiest. Okay? So I bought a bunch of booze, including 3 40-ounce Budweisers for myself.
Whoa.
Yeah.
King Cobra.
So I just got nuts. And I drank, I think, 1.5. And then I remember a different ex-girlfriend came over at that point for, I don't know why, and I loaned her a bunch of books. In a wasted stupor. And that was a huge regret, because when I got them back, they were all damaged.
Mm.
What a bitch, huh? So I remember that. Then I don't remember very much, except we went to a liquor... Oh, I remember I drank all 3 of those 40-ounce Budweisers, and then we were going to go to the liquor store, because clearly there wasn't enough to go around. And I remember thinking, oh dear God, what if I sober up on the way to the liquor store and back? I better have a drink. So I drank just straight from the whiskey bottle.
Oh, no.
And then we go to the liquor store, which is colloquially known as the Al-Qaeda Mart.
The Al-Qaeda Mart on...
I know where it is.
11th.
It's run by a very nice Middle Eastern gentleman.
He is really nice.
You walk in and he's like, hey, amigos! Actually, not amigos.
He's the nicest guy. Yeah. And then I was in there saying like, hey! You guys know this is the Al-Qaeda Mart? wasted. And then I decided it was a good, I was like, you know what? I'm not substanced enough. I should get some cigars.
Yes.
Cigars are good.
My options were chocolate cigars or strawberry cigars. I elected chocolate.
Okay.
I wake up the next morning. No. I think I started throwing up at about 11 p.m. Before half the party even arrived. I threw up and went to bed. I don't know what happened the rest of the night. The next morning, I woke up in a haze, a fog of booze. And like it smelled like a hobo died in my bedroom because my own breath exhaling was so pungent and disgusting that it was like...
Have you ever killed a hobo?
I looked around the room for vomit because I thought I had vomited, but it was probably just in my nose still. So then... I felt okay, and I got up, and I was like, I'll try and eat something. So I had some toast.
Bad idea.
Oh, it gets worse. I had toast and then milk.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, that'll make me feel better.
Just, wait, toast by itself?
Yeah, so plain toast and milk.
And you toast it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, and just ate it.
And milk.
Yeah.
2%?
Probably.
What does it matter? Because
fat-free. 1 or 2%. 1 or 2.
This is gross.
Because whole milk tastes better than 2%.
I don't care how it tastes.
Well,
go ahead, Peter.
So then I ate that. And then I felt well enough that I was like, gosh, I should. My mom's still not home today. I should masturbate to internet pornography. So I did that. And immediately after I finished, the exertion made me have to vomit. So not probably 10 seconds after finishing that, I had to run to the kitchen and vomit in the sink at my mom's house. So after masturbating in my mom's living room, I threw up in her sink and then went back to bed. That was probably the most hungover I've ever been in my life.
How old are you?
Fabulous.
Oh, God, 23? Way too old to be masturbating and vomiting in succession at my mom's house. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mom. I pray she doesn't. She's never mentioned listening to this, but that doesn't mean she doesn't.
It's true.
She commutes. She could be, and she's wise to podcasts. I don't know.
She's down for the podcast. My mom had no idea what a podcast was.
Yeah.
When I was like, it's a radio show, like on the internet. And she was like, oh, just tonight. I was telling her.
Yeah.
I don't think she could figure it out unless I like sent her the.
Well, feel free. That'll be up to you. I always encourage people to send it to their moms, but I don't know how other moms feel about it.
You know, my mom is pretty cool.
Yeah.
My sister commented.
Yeah, Florencia.
Yeah, but she's too afraid, Flutty. And she commented on my cousin's name.
Oh, okay.
Sole.
That makes sense. I just approved that today.
I read. It was like, if this keeps up, I'm going to have to move to Argentina.
Yes. Because I think most of my fan base is in Argentina.
Thank you.
The quantity that their booze comes in. The fact that all my fans are there.
You do have a large fan base in Argentina.
They make lots of steaks there.
They do.
I don't really see any reason not to move there.
Agreed.
The girls.
They're beautiful.
That's a reason not to move there?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful girls. Okay. I can spank them.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to assume they'll let me have sex with them, but...
They will. You're American. That's all you... It's like, listen, I'm from the States.
Oh, that's an attractive quality there?
Yes.
Holy shit. Even for men?
Yes. Especially for men.
So, next flight, a couple days?
I would say like tomorrow morning.
Do I need to pack anything?
No.
Great.
Everything is so much cheaper in Argentina.
So I should just buy all new.
Yes. Don't you agree? Except you need to bring your electronics.
Okay. Well, I don't own a smartphone. I have the cheapest laptop that Target offers.
Well, they're powering hot this commodities. Show. Let me tell you, from a lady who lost 3 cell phones in 3 days the last time I was in Argentina.
Holy Christ. Insane. What the hell?
It was awful.
She lost her cell phone, the cell phone my mom lent her, and the cell phone a coworker of my mom lent her so they can lend to her.
Now, when you lost this third cell phone and it didn't belong to you, how did that conversation go when you had to explain, like, so?
So, as it turns out, day three lost another cell phone.
And then, I will say that the person who owned the cell phone, he ended up winning in the whole thing.
Yeah, we paid him a lot of money. His cell phone
was like 100 pesos. He got 400 pesos from us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is like,
we lost your cell phone, but here's 4 times more your cell phone is worth.
So you paid him off.
Yeah.
All right.
We did. Which is what you do in Argentina. When we got married,
you just pay everyone off.
You bribe the nurse at the hospital. Yeah.
She was like,
nurse at the hospital. Yeah. To get married. Get your blood
drawn. Yeah. You're supposed to, like,
to test for syphilis.
STDs.
You can't get married if you have syphilis?
It's STDs. I guess not.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you know, we're kind of low on money. Well, I can't get married
there. That's a.
He's like, we're kind of low on money, so if you would like to donate, I was like, okay. And so I grabbed my wallet, and I was like,
It is not what happened.
So, okay, the nurse, you guys go to the nurse because you have to get blood drawn to test for syphilis.
And she's like, it's too late. You don't have the right forms. But if you have 100 pesos.
Donate.
Right. If you have a donation to
cash make, bills can also be a substitute for a form.
Right. And she's like, I'll just do it. And so Nicanor, sent me out of the room, and Nicanor's like, okay, how much? And he paid her the money, and then she like welcomed me back into the room.
Welcome. We're happy to draw your blood and test you for a disease.
But it was the most horrible hospital.
It was like
filled with cats. Everywhere.
It's incredible.
And then there weren't like directions. Some
dirty hospital.
And they're like, we need to make sure you're not diseased.
The directions were horrible.
And the needle, she blows off the cat hair and then injects you.
Stick your arm out.
Go out into the courtyard, take your first left, then your second right, then your third left, then your fourth right, and then one left. And we're like, are we in the right fucking place? And there's this line of people, and it was just like
fucking Slumdog Millionaire.
Exactly. You don't, yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
They're like, no, you're in the wrong line. You have to like go down two halls and then to the right, and then there's nobody there. And we're just sitting there. And then people started showing up. It was like, has anybody helped you? And we're like, no.
Oh, yeah, we're just hanging.
And then this woman opens the door and is like, well, do you have all the paperwork? I was like, well, I didn't remember. She's like,
because they told us we didn't need
it. Yeah, paperwork. I was like, I didn't know I need it. She's like, well, yeah, you need it. And I can give it to you, but it's going to cost me. So
it's going to cost me.
Wink, wink.
I was like, okay, here's the money.
Hmm.
It was insane.
It was.
I need to get a job there, too. Because, like, if I used my librarian skills, right? Mm-hmm. And someone's like, oh, the filter keeps activating. What should I do? And I'd be like, you know, it does cost me money every time I deactivate it. So maybe a little cash, and I could just do it right now. And then I'll just funnel it back in. Don't worry about that. I'll do that.
In Argentina, they totally accept it as, like, necessary. Like, just, in order to get shit done. That's how life is. Right. Hmm. It's amazing.
Okay.
So
it's great if you're rich.
It's true.
Because you don't have to worry.
Because you're like a king down there.
I want to be a king.
It's right. Nicanor is a king. You're a king.
Okay. So these I'm testing to see which one I actually like better.
Do you know which one is which by now, Diaz?
Because these have been poured for a long time. One is the devil and one is the cadet.
Yes.
So do you know which one of these is which?
No, don't tell him.
I wasn't paying attention. So it's still okay. Also, I don't remember which one I said I preferred. As long as you know. Do you know?
Yes.
Just stepping on my feet. Okay. I'll have this one first.
Fruity?
Shooting wine. Not a delight. Not a good activity. All right. Let me cleanse my palate here.
Yeah, cleanse your palate.
If you breathe with the Budweiser in your mouth, it really...
Does it enhance the flavor?
Okay, I like this silver one better. What was that? Was that the devil?
That was the devil?
I told you!
Oh, better than the...
I don't know if you guys know, but I'm pretty much a wine expert.
By this point.
So we're down to our last wine.
It's true. This is the wine we had at our wedding.
All right, so here's a question. This is a true false. In professional wine tasting circles, tasters use the terms taste and drink interchangeably. True or false?
False.
I say false.
You both say false. The correct answer was F. Which false. I guess means false. Right. Tasters use the word taste instead of drink because most of them don't actually drink the wine.
They spit it out.
When tasting a dozen of wines in a day, tasters spit out most or all of the wine after tasting it so they won't become drunk. What the fuck?
Why would you drink wine but to come drunk?
For the taste.
Okay, so that's my job is professional crazy. Wine taster, but I go home stone sober every day. That seems really fun. They spit it into spittoons, and the spittoons contain, oh god, sawdust to absorb the wine so that it doesn't splash back. That's fucking gross. Who do you think empties those out?
So this is one of our favorite wines.
Alum. Oh, I haven't even finished this yet. Hang on.
Oh my god.
It hurts, Dizzy Peter. Chug.
You know what I think that wine glasses need?
Oh.
They need some kind of marking of how many...
It hurts.
Because you should only be so many degrees tilted, right? Because then
sure.
You know you're not chugging it. Then you know you're being appropriate. Oh, come on. I'm a grown-up.
Really? Nicanor, by now, he's...
Okay. Oh, my God.
Nicanor.
I've got five glasses of wine. Of Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
So Malbec.
Malbec.
Is by far my favorite.
It's a type of grape.
Okay.
And this one.
It's what Argentine's famous
is sourced
for.
From grapes grown on the lower eastern slopes of the Andes Mountain in Mendoza. We, Katie and I, had some great times in Mendoza.
We did. We went there last year around this time.
Where is Mendoza?
In the northern part of Argentina.
Okay.
Bit north. Mid-north.
Mid-north, Argentina.
By the Andes.
By the Andes Mints.
It's like a deserty place.
We Mendoza was the place where Katie found out she passed the bar.
It's true.
Okay.
So we hold it.
Oh.
We hold it close to our heart.
Because we also just found out that Nicanor Diaz is also a master of library science.
Woo!
Master Bader!
He's a masturbator.
Masturbator.
It's true.
We're all masters in here.
It's true.
Look at us.
Yeah. We can rule the universe. I want to be He-Man.
Okay.
She-Ra.
Lion-O. Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. Hey, that's...
Okay.
But
so what do I need to know? I'm going to swirl it.
Okay,
yeah,
so
what are we tasting?
The Catena family has been making wine in the region for more than 100 years. Today, Catena is acknowledged around the world.
It smells horrible.
It smells great.
No.
At the winery, the grapes are hand-sorted.
This is what I imagine like if they had to dig up my mom to investigate her murder and I open the coffin.
The balance and
a rush of air comes out and this is what it is.
This is excellent with chicken, lamb, grilled vegetables, and pasta dishes.
What's not good with lamb?
Really?
I would drink poison with lamb.
Lamb is delicious. What are we supposed to be tasting for? Does it not tell us?
No.
Okay.
I smell chocolate.
Let's do this thing. Light this candle. Here we go.
No, you cannot have the lighter.
I'm going to take a drinker. Okay,
Peter
not
doesn't
bad.
Like it.
It's not bad.
No.
The best so far.
You don't have to like it.
You don't have to like it. You can
it's
have
okay. Your... What do you think I care? Was it your wedding?
Yes.
I don't care about your feelings.
Oh, are you sad? It's okay.
It's a good wine.
Give me a minute. I got like a whole glass here.
Look, those are the Andes. It's like Google Maps.
It's insane because I'm used to the Rockies and they have trees. The Andes have no fucking trees. It's the craziest mountains you've ever seen.
So just bare rocks?
Rocks and dirt. Snow. No trees.
Snow. We need to visit this Argentina.
In a motorcycle.
Yes.
Called the La Poderosa.
Yeah. And then I start a revolution, and then everyone wears me on a t-shirt.
And then you, don't you swim across the Nile at some point?
Yes.
Is that you or me? Which guy are you? Who is the other guy?
You're Che. I'm Che? The fat guy that already graduated from medicine school.
I like
you're
that
the one
guy
that dropped out of medicine school go help the leopards.
But you're a leopard.
The leopards. The jungle cats.
Fuck you. What are they called?
Lepers. No D. Okay.
Leopards.
Here's what I think needs to happen. We have enough shot glasses. I'd like you to pour me one of each wine. And then I will put them in order.
Like from that. Best to worst.
Yeah, but you're going to have to rememberize. I won't watch.
Oh, look away.
So you can put the bottles in an order. I won't. It won't. If you just turn the labels, it's not like
we'll
I'm going to
know. We'll know. We're smart. We're
just
master
pour them
invaders
and then turn the label yeah away, and I won't know yeah which one's invaders which.
Okay.
Go.
Because then I'll know which wines to buy when I'm impressing.
But he needs to turn around so he can't see which.
Just pour them and then keep the these bottles yeah in order, but turn the labels away. Label I mean, I'll that probably know the Boone's Farm.
Well, yeah, if I grab use this one, he'll know it's the McManus.
But he won't.
I won't watch.
Just pour it into this one and we'll switch them around.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to get this computer and tell. We got an important email today.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Of someone who needs help. So let me get this real quick.
Anyway. Okay. How are you ever? I'm not going to keep this straight. Are you?
This computer has so many wires on it. It's like a dying grandfather in a hospital.
It's a
trying
very
to move it around.
Tiny computer.
I know. I had a small grandpa.
Oh, no, Nicanor.
Okay.
Pouring wine everywhere.
Oh, God.
I don't know at this point. It's okay. Just get that one. Or that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See if he can pick out.
All right, here we go.
But we have to put it, like, right here.
It's your carpet.
Why are you filling these so full?
You're taking a man who has had like seven glasses of wine.
Now you're keeping
wine
these in order, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in order right
some
now.
One of these is so full, I can see
sure
it curving over the top.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, she moved it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
So here's the letter. I received this in my email today. Dear Snowman, I am a man in my mid to late 20s that happens to be of the straight persuasion. Do you find something funny, Mr. Diaz? Go ahead. Okay. However, at the place that I work, there's a gentleman who comes in often, and he is what you may call a flamboyant or fabulous older gentleman. He's what I may call a fabulous older gentleman.
He is pretty fabulous.
Please do not misunderstand me. I have no problem with his lifestyle choices.
No.
Which I guess means like sequined belts. Leading up to this point. However, he has one more. He has. Okay, this is not me drunk. This is what it says. However, he has one more than one occasion. So I, on more than one occasion, called on the phone. And today, cornered me out on the floor. Unfortunate choice of words, I know. That he cornered me. Okay, yeah, that's true. He just wanted me to know, quote, I want to be with you. And also, I quote, I want to suck your cock. I hope you can sympathize with my situation. I really don't want to overreact, and I really have little experience in turning the sexual advances of other men. So any advice you can give me would be much appreciated.
He wants
and I did
cock
say advise, not advice. Sincerely, uncomfortable, trust in no one. Wow. Okay, so he's saying a homosexual gentleman, a fabulous older gentleman, hit on him, and he's looking to turn him down. I at work have been hit on by some gentlemen as well.
Really?
Yes. I will tell the story. Once I was working at the desk and I made a simple transaction. And then there was a line and a woman waiting in the line. And then when the woman got to the front of the line, she handed me a note. And I said, "What is this note?" And she said, "It's from Gary." And I said, "Who's Gary?" And she was like, "He's the guy you helped earlier. You made change for him." And I was like, "Okay." And I opened the note and it says, "I don't know if you're gay or not, but I think you're hot. So if you are gay, call me at this number." In that case, I did not call him. I was flattered. However, not gay, didn't call.
Wasn't as direct as...
It's true. I want to suck your cock.
Had he said that...
Sounds better when a woman says it.
Yeah, it does, kind of. Yeah.
I want to suck your cock. Ugh.
I want to suck your cock.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, it sounded much better than when I read it in this letter. I'll be serious.
In all seriousness.
Yeah. But he didn't say that. That would have been a different discussion. If he's like, "Hey, call me, we'll do a blowjob thing," I'd be like, "Well, no. Not strictly gay, but..."
I swallow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I learned from Cosmo. Do you want to kiss?
No.
I just swallowed. Kiss me.
That's disgusting.
He just swallowed after you blew him, Katie. No, wait, after he blew you.
Yes.
And you won't kiss him? He did you the ultimate favor.
That's disgusting.
The second man was a little more... Well, no, he was not discreet. He was kind of discreet. He started asking me a bunch of personal questions, which I didn't hit up what he was talking about.
This isn't Gary.
This is Gary.
Oh, Gary. Okay.
And who's he was... Gary?
The guy who wants to do Peter.
Yeah.
Of course.
My man friend.
Okay.
Young guy, and he just was asking me a bunch of questions. I didn't really know... You know, I was like, "Oh, yeah." You know, he said something like, "Are you a student here?" And at the time I was, etc. And then he was like, "Well, hey, if you ever want to do something, give me a call." And he had business cards, but they weren't for a business. They were just his, you know, "Hi, my name's Gary. I'm a guy. Here's my phone number and email."
Wow.
I know. Which I was like, "Oh, no, I'm not going to have sex with you just because you bought a business card. It's not enough."
What's his last name?
I don't even remember.
Gary.
Then there was a third guy. This was a Hispanic gentleman.
There were three?
Yeah.
Wow.
These were all like right in a row. Not Nicanor, no.
He came in a sombrero.
He came in tight jeans and cowboy
boots.
Poncho
and a sombrero. A rainbow poncho.
So this gentleman, I checked out his books for him. Then he was asking me a bunch of stuff. It was summer, and he's like, "So what are you doing on the 4th of July?" And I was like, "Nothing, man, just hanging out." And again, I was just thinking, just a dude wanting to know what's going on 4th of July. And then he's, you know, saying, "Well, do you ever go to the Stampede on the 4th of July?" And I was like, "Not really." And he's like, "Well, if you want to, let me know." And I was like, then I picked up, and I was like, "Will do," and did the double guns. Which I don't know why I did, because something in my brain made me think, "This will show him I'm straight." Only a straight guy would be like, "I have guns."
That's
not I know, true. I don't think it helped me at all. Don't think it helped my case.
No, definitely I don't think so not. Either.
So those were my men. Those are my boys.
I see.
Who...
Hit on you.
Yeah, maybe could have... hit on me.
They were never as straight as like, "I want to suck your cock."
Because that's a different story. They were all kind of like, "Come to me with the Stampede," and I'm like, "I don't know, man. I don't really like to go to the Stampede."
I will say, I have had interactions with this person.
Gary?
Same one?
No, the same one who wants to suck our anonymous friend's cock.
Let's just call him John.
John, as middle name Paul.
Let's just call him by his name.
It's, you know, it could be Jean-Paul. But anyway. Anyways, Jean-Paul wanted to know my name. Of course, I have a name tag.
Yeah.
he couldn't pronounce the name Nicanor. So he said Nick, and then he wanted to know the origin. And I said it was Greek. And every single day he comes into our life, he's like, so how are the Greek doing? I was like, I don't fucking know.
The Greek people?
Yeah, the Greek people.
In the homeland?
In, yeah, in like Athens. I was like, I don't know.
In Athens.
I don't have a single ounce of blood.
He thinks you watch 300 every day.
I don't know. But I do wear
a wedding band.
And poor Jean-Paul was highly disappointed. And he said, oh, so you're married. I was like, yes. And then he proceeded to tell me how the notion of beauty came.
Now, that was before he found out you were married.
Right. It was a little confusing. He proceeded to tell me that the notion of beauty came from Greek nude men's statues.
Sure.
So if you see the statue of David, that is the definition of beauty.
A nude man.
A nude man.
Okay.
And then he asked me if I'd have been to all these different museums in New York and seeing all these nude men.
Have you traveled the circuit of nude men statues?
Of nude men. And I said, Elias will be... our friend will be right back.
We'll just call him Elias.
We'll call him Elias.
Who knows what his real name could be. Really. It could be anything.
And, yeah, this is... and apparently he's been coming to our employment place... for a long time, and I just met him maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he made himself known to you.
Yes.
Via Greek art, nude art.
All right, should we do the taste test?
Taste test.
Okay, let me finish this sucker.
Oh.
So what's the helpful thing?
So what do I say to him?
Advice.
Advice.
How do you get a gay man to stop hitting on you?
Talk about your wife. Worked for you?
Wear a wedding ring.
Put on a wedding band.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nicanor, buddy? With the save.
It's not Nicanor, it's Juan.
Juan with the save. Wear a wedding band, and then he will simply stop hitting on you.
Worked for me.
It worked for Juan.
It's true.
All right, so I'm going to try all these wines and then rank them by deliciousosity. But I only see 5, and we had 7.
Well, 2 have been ruled out.
Which were 2?
I don't really know.
Boone's Farm, which that makes sense, because that I would know immediately.
Close your eyes.
I'll close my eyes.
Because we have a 7th to add.
Oh, God.
And he's
going
to know the one...
Closing my eyes has made me nauseous.
Okay.
All right. This table is covered in wine stains.
It's not wine. It's
Listen,
magic marker.
When you have a lot of wine, you spill a lot of wine.
Okay. So I've got 6.
You don't have to drink them in the order that they are.
Wine shooters.
Because
we know which one is which.
Did you get some in the cup? Because there's a whole ghost of wine. It looks like a fucking ink blot test.
Rorschach.
What does it look like to you? Well, now you've messed it up.
Looks like happiness. Tomorrow,
a
sadness.
Butter, an alien.
An alien. Oh, he's drawing. Okay. So this is
clown.
A New Mexico shot glass, so I'll try this one.
I love how you just took a shot.
Wine is not to be shot.
Really?
Okay, so I'll put that right here. So give me another one.
All right. Let's try.
This is a horrible idea, isn't it?
This one.
Yes.
And then you have to rate the one you just had with that one.
Yeah, so best will be on the left, worst on the right.
Okay.
That was worse, so that's going to the right. Oof. God. All right.
All right.
Next.
This one.
I feel like I'm being raped because it's like, all these drinks. This one
track?
Is super full.
Maybe you should put them in order of which one he's tried.
Oh, yeah. How do you know?
I know which one it is. Hold on.
Okay.
You should put them like...
We need to keep a track because otherwise I'll have done all this for nothing. Well, once if you put them in order now, it's not like I know.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Know which ones were which anyway.
All right, go.
You're set?
Yeah.
This one's too full. Okay.
I don't know which one is that one.
Ugh. Okay, I'm going to put that one in the middle.
Oh.
Next time I have to tell my hangover story, I have a feeling.
Which one? Which one do you want?
Give me that that one, yeah. Okay, so all this right. is my...
Do you know which one that is?
Yeah.
This is from the lovely state of Utah.
Go Mormons.
Go fighting Mormons.
What? I was born in Utah.
Okay, I need a second. Okay, here I go.
I feel like...
Oh, that's the worst. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
All right.
Whew.
So when you're shooting line...
You know, yeah, that's true. Line. Actually, the after, though, isn't as bad. So I'm going to move that over one.
It's going to move.
All Maybe right. even two.
And that's fair. That's fair.
Two? All right. Did you move it two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's second best.
Yeah, second best.
All right. Here we go, Monte Carlo Casino. God, this is a terrible idea.
It's go for it. Okay. Don't throw up.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa, boy. End of the line. That is the fucking Rosa Parks right there, back of the fucking bus. All right, one left here. Whoa, God. Woo. No. Oh, God. Here we go. That was not bad.
All right.
Second best.
All
right. We'll put that.
And that is...
All right, so what happened?
That is almost how it should be.
Okay.
You chose... The most expensive wine as the best one.
Boom!
The Bordeaux.
This Baby's is the, got expensive the, taste, huh?
The Cadet, the Mountain Cadet.
Okay.
2008 Bordeaux. The second best was the Alamos, which is Woo! The one we had in our
That's the wedding wine.
Yeah, the wedding wine.
I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Malbec being my favorite.
Oh, God.
Third one was McManus.
Okay. Which was also towards the top.
Yeah, it's it was true. One of the first ones we tried. Not too bad.
Okay.
This is the first one we actually tried. The Mauricio.
Son of a bitch.
It's still not the cheapest wine, and it came in number four.
Okay.
This is pretty surprising.
Second to last, El Flaco.
What the fuck?
The $6.99
okay.
was the second to worst shot that Peter
my
had.
Life
and I am sorry for all the people from Santiago, but the worst wine was
Diablo
Casi General del Diablo.
My friend Diablo
yeah,
was the
is,
worst one.
He Pass took the shot that. He had a second and then he's like, oh, this is the worst, doing a second run around.
It's pretty bad.
But compared to this.
Yeah, now try that okay. one. Let's just decide.
Compare Flaco to Diablo.
Oh, Diablo yeah. is better.
Yeah, Flaco sucks.
I made
sucks.
A mistake.
It's true. It's
Flaco
true.
Sucks.
Let's do some.
Give me that Boone's tasting. Farm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's take a shot of Boone's.
I'm not let's drinking do a shot. Anymore.
The BF, yo.
I need a shot glass.
You guys are insane. No. Absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, God, it's all over. It's so fizzy. Cheers.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Jesus.
Okay, that's the end of the show. Oh, God. All I want to do is get a bag and vomit into
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. They're going to bite right now. Uh-oh.
Oh. Let me cue up some exit music. Jesus Christ. Well, thank you guys. I think I got a sophisticated palate. What do you say?
I would say.
Thanks to your help, I ranked these almost in price. No! Do not pour me another Boone's Farm shooter.
Oh my God.
Hang on.
It's gonna,
hang on.
He's going to throw up. Don't.
I just took like seven shots of wine.
Really, Nick
Cheers.
Arm.
Give me a minute. We'll do it. Oh,
oh,
oh
my
boy.
God. Nick, oh, stop it.
Oh, God. This show is a mess. This show is destroyed.
That's what wine does to you.
Well, if you listen this far, you're a miracle. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to do some sort of a taste test, I'm open to it because I didn't think anything would be worse than wine. Oh. Do you guys have any last words? Could you say something? Cheers. We'll do a cheers.
Yes.
You're right. That's not a bad shooter, Boone's Farm. You know what's fucked up? This is $2.99, this Boone's Farm, and we've percentage-wise, we've had the most of it.
Why?
7.5% alcohol volume. These have 14%.
Is it NyQuil?
Oh, my God.
About the same.
NyQuil?
I think so.
Well, thanks for listening. Do you guys have any last things, last words besides cheers?
Jean-Paul can suck my cock.
Jean-Paul, if you're listening, visit Nicanor. Despite his wedding ring, that's just a beard.
It's a beard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I hope you all learned something about wine. I learned something about it, which is, good God, no.
Did you feel great?
I feel great now, but I have a strong feeling that it's going to fade. All right, thanks, everybody.
I won't let the cycles arrive.